Now, yesterday, Governor Doug Burgum, along with some lawmakers, the lieutenant governor, some of the business lobbyists, had a press conference, and it's something that's been teased for at least a week, at least 2 weeks. Well, they finally came out and rolled out their proposal when it comes to the child care crisis. Hasn't popped up overnight. We've been debating this for decades, to be honest with you, and it's only gotten worse. But I'm curious if, in fact, this is a good first step, what's missing from it, or is this going to solve some of those long-standing challenges? To find out a little bit more, Nick Archuleta, friend of the show, president of North Dakota United, joining us right now. Nick, welcome back to Afternoons Live. How are you?
I'm doing terrifically, Tyler. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time. I guess let's start. Good, bad? What's in this proposal from the governor and some lawmakers yesterday?
Well, I tell you what, I think it's an awfully good start, and I thank the governor and his team for bringing this to light. I mean, as you said, this is an issue that's been going on for decades. My son, I just took him to college here a few weeks ago, and back when he was a kid about ready for daycare, we had a heck of a time finding a spot for him, too. So this is something that's been ongoing, and I credit the governor for tackling this.
Well, and it's about time. I mean, it's well past time. So I'm glad that finally at the highest office here in North Dakota that we're getting heard, I guess, for some of the calls that have been out there for years saying, look, we've got to put our focus here. This is not only a child development issue, it's a workforce issue. Does it go far enough, Nick, is I guess, my next question.
Well, in my view, I think it's a great start, but I do think it could be made stronger and perhaps will be during the legislative session. We need to look at this. I mean, the governor does good stuff with that, but the average worker in a daycare center is making like $11.19 an hour. That is poverty level wage. And what we need to do, I think, Tyler, is to professionalize child care in the state. Make sure that those folks who would work to take care of our children have the best training they can possibly have, and then give them a wage that allows them to remain in that profession. You know this as well as I do, that almost anybody making $11.19 an hour can probably quit that job, go down the street, and in 20 minutes have a job that pays closer to $20 an hour.
Yeah,
and I think that's something that we have to acknowledge and do something about.
You know, one thing that I just cannot wrap my head around, Nick, and you're involved in this profession, is you've got such important parts and intersections with the most, impressionable population out there, young adults, young children. And you have people that are willing and wanting to go out and help mold them, you know, help create the, you know, their responsibility, their path towards adulthood in a way that, you know, they're going to be contributing members of society. And we don't seem to reward those workers at all. I mean, whether it's teachers pay or if you're talking about child care pay at $11, why do we not value these workers more?
Well, I have to tell you that we have long valued them, and I don't know exactly why that is, Tyler. But it's time for that to change. And we can look back in the past and point fingers and cast blame, but that doesn't really help us going forward. So as we're going forward, I think that we're getting to that point. Now, we've had everybody acknowledge that a lack of child care has been a drain on our economy. Governor Burgum brought it up at his State of the State address last spring. Chris Jones has been talking about this at the Department of Health and Human Services. Even Rob Port wrote a great article about it. And Democrats and Republicans, the Greater North Dakota Chamber, we're all on the same page here. We all have recognized that we need to do something about correcting an ongoing and long-time issue, and that, of course, is the dearth of affordable and attainable child care.
We talk about professionalizing the workforce. What do you mean by that, Nick?
Well, I mean that let's make that a career choice. We are the fourth youngest state in the United States of America. We're going to have child care issues well into the future. And isn't it time then that we get out in front of this issue? Let's make sure that if somebody is so inclined to want to make a profession out of child care, that they have adequate training and coursework that they can take. And then, of course, then pay them that wage that is commensurate with their training and commensurate with the important role that they're filling in our society. And that is taking care of our children so that their parents can go to work. I think the governor mentioned yesterday that if you were to take all these 0 to 5 year olds and put them in one city, there'd be 64,000 kids there. I mean, that's larger than Grand Forks. So clearly there's going to be a need for childcare. And I think that it is incumbent upon all of us as North Dakotans to make sure that that childcare is affordable and attainable, not just in the cities, but across the entire state. I just want to tell you one quick story of a teacher who called our office and was very concerned. She thought she was going to have to quit her job. The three slots, so that she has three children that were in daycare, and they couldn't guarantee that those slots would be there. And she lives 30 miles west of where she teaches school. The nearest daycare was 25 miles north of where she teaches school. And that would cost her, for those three kids, something like $2,200 a month, which is about what she was getting paid to teach. So in essence, she'd be working for insurance. And she was afraid she was going to have to quit. As it turned out, one of the aides at the school quit, became her nanny, and that problem was solved for them. But now the school, of course, is not trying to fill this nanny or this aide role. But it should never come to that. We should be able to, no matter where you live in the state, have affordable and attainable child care.
Yeah. And the affordability part of it, you know, when we think about wages on the one side, and I'm curious on this proposal, you know, they're talking about putting more money into the child care operations. I mean, can you elaborate on some of this? I know you weren't necessarily a part of it, but I mean, if they're going to roll this out and we say it's a good start, you know, what's the foundation that we're going to hopefully be building on in this legislative session that the legislature can do better on?
Well, I think one of the things that's going to happen during this session is that there's going to have to be an education piece that happens. Legislators, particularly those without young children, and that is a good chunk of our legislature, by the way, they don't have run across this issue in their day-to-day lives. So I think what will happen now between now and the time the legislature starts is you're going to see more and more information getting out that really addresses the because if it wasn't on the legislator's radar before, we need to put it there so that they understand exactly what their constituents and the people that they're going to ask for their vote. They have to know what they're going through, what their real-life situation is. So I think it's incumbent upon us to make sure that they have all the information they need to make good decisions about our state's investment in taking care of these children.
Nick Archuleta is our guest. He's the president of North Dakota United. We're just discussing the rollout from Governor Burgum and some lawmakers yesterday. That was about child care. It seems as though that finally this has risen to the level of attention that it should have been. Do we see this? You mentioned a variety of people coming around saying, yep, it's time. I can talk about it. It's long past time. But are we confident that something's going to get done? Does it feel like, okay, now we got the governor on board, that it finally this is going to get some attention, we're going to get some traction in the legislature?
I do believe. I'm an eternal optimist, but I do believe that we are going to see some movement on this issue. And I think when you take a look at the coalition of folks that want something done on this, it's incredible. Like I mentioned, it's the chamber, it's the Democrats, it's the Republicans, it's folks in government. And then, of course, some of that's on us as voters, right? If we're going to be giving our precious vote to a candidate, let's make sure we ask them about it. Where do you stand on this? And what information do you have? But I know this for a fact, that I don't know of any North Dakotan that thinks it's all right to for the cost of sending an infant to daycare is the same as sending your 18-year-old to North Dakota State University. I mean, that's untenable for most families. And when it gets to that sort of expense, we need to ask why and what can we do to mitigate the cost of and availability of childcare in the state.
Nick, before I let you go, and I got to get a weather update here, we're a few weeks in to the school year. What have you been hearing from teachers out there? Things been going smoothly? Are they, you know, they're working hard, but what are they telling you?
Well, they are. They're telling me, and this is. I'm glad you asked that. I've spent the last half of August, in the first part of this, but traveling around the state, looking and talking to teachers and some legislators as well. And teachers they're happy to be back. They miss their students during the summer, and they look forward to the work and the building the relationships with those students so that learning can happen. But they do have some very serious concerns on the horizon. We know that that many of them are still thinking about leaving the profession. We know that they struggle with issues of autonomy in the classroom and the political discourse around education. And we saw this last week when the BPI had that administrative rules hearing on the critical race theory bill. Yeah. Very little discussion was about the administrative rules. It was all these culture issues. And that's the kind of thing that really tires teachers out and causes them to want to change professions. And we really do need to take a long, good look and a good listen to what we're saying about education and about educators and how that's being perceived by educators. Teachers are there for one reason. They have a passion to make sure that those students have all the opportunities they need to learn and to succeed. Anything that detracts from that is just noise, and it's unnecessary, and it's harmful to the profession.
Well, I'm glad I was able to ask you that question, because you shared a lot of that that I had last week as well. And I'm not going to pull you into the rough and tumble of it, but getting that focus back on the importance of what's being taught in the classroom and how those teachers need to have some respect and, you know what, some, you know, ability to go and just be trusted to provide the education that's been so well and so well done here in North Dakota. It's just eye-popping, head-shaking, however I want to describe it, to what the discourse has become. But I know that we can do better. Nick, I appreciate your time. Is there anything I missed before I let you go?
No, sir. I think you hit it all, and I would just encourage people to make sure that they ask the questions of legislators and candidates who are asking for their vote. Ask them about childcare. Ask them about public education, and make sure that you're satisfied with the answer.
Well, Nick, I can tell you I'm out of big iron right now, and the speakers are outside of our studio, and we had some candidates for the legislature stopped and listening to our conversation, so you got at least a couple of their attentions going forward. I appreciate your time, man. You take care. We'll chat again soon, all right?
Yeah. Thank you, Tyler. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you bet. Nick Archuleta, he's the president of North Dakota United right here in North Dakota. Your thoughts, 3527. I got a number of text messages in. I will share those. Between now and the top of the hour, CBS National News will get you caught up on the latest. And we'll check in with Paul Juergens, Chris Atterbury, the studio host of your Minnesota Twins, and so much more coming up on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm Tyler Axis, and this is After News Live on KFGO.